the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Plus, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, your state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. And coming up after 6 o'clock, I got a certificate for a foursome, including greens and cart fees at Billy Casper Golf Courses. Stay tuned. I'll tell you about that. But right now,
number five.
In the past, Kanye West has declared his intentions to run for president. Mm-hmm. And says...
And it doesn't seem all that crazy anymore.
He's bigger than just about everyone, ever. But now he has a new plan. While talking about a variety of topics in a bizarre interview with the BBC. This is Radio 1. Annie Mack is the interviewer. He talked about how he wants to work with IKEA on a new line of furniture.
A line of furniture?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this. Radio interview right now, because maybe it can make a difference, is I have to work with IKEA, with furniture, with interior design, with architecture, and I, like, know that if I do a minimalist apartment inside of a college dorm where the TV goes inside of the wall, and I...
Well, he is a crazy genius creative. I mean, so if that's one of the outlets he wants, why wouldn't IKEA say okay? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't buy any Kanye West furniture?
But you know what's funny about this?
Hmm.
Is that he had... well, he's nuts. And I'm telling you, it's like... I just want you... For the people who are thinking, well, Donald Trump's okay. You know, when... And I don't know if Donald Trump will be president in 2020 when Kanye's decided he's going to run. But when Kanye runs, don't all go, oh, that guy's unqualified to be president. Because look at what you got. All right. Hold on. Checking in at
number four.
Isn't fun when billionaires feud?
Sometimes.
Self-proclaimed billionaire bad boy Mark Cuban joined Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail to take a shot at Donald Trump.
Leadership is not yelling and screaming and intimidating. You know what we call a person like that? You know, the screamers, the yellers, the people who try to intimidate you. You know what we call a person like that in Pittsburgh? A jackoff. Is there any bigger jackoff in the world than Donald Trump?
Oh, God.
This election cycle. Can't make it up. If you got Hollywood producers together to produce this script, a billionaire yelling that word at a crowd...
With every camera in the world rolling.
And every child in the world there. I mean, I don't know. I just, oh, gosh. He does not like Donald Trump. And I don't think Donald Trump likes him either.
Well, then he decided to get a little bit more serious.
Leadership is having a clear, positive vision, outlining a plan and telling people how they can participate in that vision and how, as a leader, we will pull them together and all of us can succeed together. It's not, I won't share my plans or details. That's a bluff, which is exactly what Donald Trump is doing. He's bluffing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That happens to be true. It's not that he doesn't have the plans. If he had the plans, listen, everybody has to have plans. There is a website. There are some details on the website. They're very faint, though. And you go to Hillary's website, and it's all the same political crap that you get every year from these people. It's a position statement and a this and a that. Mm-hmm. But at least it's a treatise. At least you got something. At least someone decided to put the work into the lies. He doesn't even do that because he doesn't have any plans. Because he's so, and I'm telling you, I mean, I think that this weekend, I wasn't sure if he was just like faking being stupid or he really is Forrest Trump. He's just a guy who shows up at the right place at the right time and says the dumbest things and does the dumbest things, and it just works for him because that is a kind of where he is. And now I'm leaning toward that because nobody with honor or taste or desire to be the president and knowing what they're doing with the smarts would take on the dead parents of an American hero.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay.
I mean, the parents of a dead American hero. I'm sorry, the parents.
Right. But that's what I'm thinking because he's been a successful businessman. Okay, we can all say he started with a ton of dough and all that stuff, but he's done something with it. And at the end of the day, it's like, don't you think he's ever had to be in meetings with, I don't know, people from all over the world? He talks about the Chinese, the Saudis, and how he sold things to them, and he's done business deals with them. If he was that offensive with those deals gotten done, and it tells me, is it intentional? Or is it just they didn't insult him, so he didn't feel the need to insult them back?
Well, the deal's done by the people under him, and then maybe he goes into close. Right? I mean, he's about the marketing of it. He's always been about the marketing of it. And he's decided, and I think this is where it is, he's decided that the pugilistic marketing is good for him, and he insulting people is good for him, and that's the way it should be. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Pytomedic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. All right, your top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. Checking in at
number three.
All right, Donald Trump. Wait, no.
No.
Sorry. Olympics. We'll get to him in a second. No, there's more Donald Trump coming. I can't even believe it. He's a two in the one. The Olympics are 4 days away, and there's still a lot of concern about what's going on in Rio. Well, the mayor, Eduardo Paes, is in damage control mode. He was on the Today Show, Matt Lauer, and he said what we're all kind of thinking here.
He said it.
Obviously, this is a city that has problems. It's not a perfect city, but it's a city that has got much better because of the games, lots of transformation.
They said that the bacteria levels were more than 1 million times what would be considered worrisome in the U.S. or Europe, and that there's some areas where garbage is so thick in the bay where they're doing the triathlon that rats can live in that garbage that is floating in those waters.
And doctors are saying simply do not put your head under the water.
How do you swim in a triathlon?
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be messy in a lot of different ways.
You just do the breaststroke. You do that thing, you know, like old people in a pool?
Yes.
You know, like the breaststroke where you're going back and forth? I think you just do that.
Bring some floaties.
I do that when I don't want my hair to get wet. But yeah.
That's what you should do.
If I'm doing a triathlon, I probably like wouldn't win that way.
All right. He also says that Mara says, hey, isn't worried about what people will think when they look back at the 2016 Olympic Games.
It's the best celebration ever. Rio is a very special place. Brazil is a very special country. We're warm people. We like to welcome everyone. So if you're still deciding to come to Rio, come to Rio. It's going to be an amazing Games.
There you go. All right. Well, let's see. Maybe it is.
I hope so.
Maybe it is. We'll see.
There are some worries.
At least we don't have to be there.
Number two.
All right. Donald Trump getting flack about what he said about Vladimir Putin.
Him too. I think I know him.
For not being in Ukraine already.
A couple of papers said Donald Trump doesn't realize that the Crimea was already taken. I know it exact 2 years ago, approximately. Okay? Approximately.
Okay.
It was taken during Obama's watch.
So it's Obama's fault. Okay. All right. Fine. I mean, people make that politically, you can make that. It's a legitimate argument to make. But he still needed to clarify things.
When I said, believe me, Russia's not going into Ukraine, all right? They're not going into Ukraine. The person said, but they're already in Ukraine. I said, yeah, well, that was 2 years ago. That's, you want to go back? You want to have World War III to get it back?
That's not what he said. It's still not what he meant. He's not, I don't even believe that, because what he's saying, they're already in Ukraine. They already are in Ukraine. He was like, they're not going to Ukraine. You could say he won't let them expand their footprint in Ukraine. Where is he actually on the issue of this? But then he rounds the whole thing off with this.
Wouldn't it be nice if we teamed up with Russia and others, including surrounding states and maybe NATO, and we knocked the hell out of ISIS and got rid of these people? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Well, here's the issue with that. He's going to get the three-ring binder treatment this week, where he's going to sit
right,
in those meetings.
He has his intelligence briefing.
Yeah. And then he's going to see what the Russians are actually doing. He's also going to see what the operational capabilities of the Russians are versus the Americans. He's also going to see what the Turkish influence is on this. He's also going to have to learn about where the Syrian government really is or is not in this. He's going to learn things that he's not going to just see from the shows. So, and those are not things that we are privy to. Maybe his statements will change. Or better yet, maybe he'll start talking about that stuff publicly, and then when he does that, violate federal laws. And then when he does that, then there'll be the decision about whether or not to prosecute him for that, and then they can't actually do that. And he knows that they can't actually do that, because if they were doing that, why didn't they prosecute Hillary? And you are going to have Civil War II, not World War III in America.
That's a separate issue.
It's troubling, though. I don't know how he'll hold himself back from talking about it.
The stuff he learns in those secret meetings.
That's right. When he gets, both candidates get their their intelligence briefings this week. And you can only imagine it'll work its way into some of his speeches somehow.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Well, you did it, Donald Trump again. He already made his own personal sacrifices, right? That's what he says in response to Kazir Khan saying to him that
fallen soldier.
He did not make any. And remember what he said?
I think I made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those
I've
are
done
sacrifices.
Oh, sure. I think they're sacrifices.
Okay.
But did he ever say there? I didn't see the entire interview. I saw the excerpts. Did he ever say there that, well, obviously this is a big, this in no way compares to the sacrifices of that.
Wait, hold on. In the world of things I wish I would have said, comes John Oliver.
No! No, they are absolutely not. They are self-serving half-truths from a self-serving half-man who has somehow convinced half the country that sacrifice is the same thing as success. Honestly, the main takeaway from these 2 weeks is that, incredibly, we may be on the brink of electing such a damaged, sociopathic narcissist that the simple presidential duty of comforting the families of fallen soldiers may actually be beyond his capabilities. And I genuinely did not think that that was a part of the job that someone could be bad at.
All right.
There's another rant.
There you go. There's a guy in a foreign accent ranting about America, and that's the only. And I don't generally like that, but in this particular case,
it works.
I did completely.
The top five at five.